Well, good morning. How are you all today? I have a question for you. Really? Good morning. Thank you. What in the world is a covenant? What's a covenant? Anybody have any? Do you know what a covenant is? A covenant. What's a covenant?
I'm not really sure.
It's like a promise. It is kind of like a promise. It's an agreement between two people or parties, two different folks. So, let's say, for instance, your folks said to you, I promise never to run in church, and if I never run in church, I'll get a chocolate bar. That would be a covenant. Now, what would happen? Not a bad covenant, I might add. Now, what would happen then if you ran in church?
You'd not get a chocolate bar.
Ah, how quickly you understand how a covenant works. Yeah, and we hear this wonderful text today where from the prophet we hear, I will make with you a new covenant, a new agreement. Well, can you think of an old agreement that God made with God's people? Any of you? I'll never flood the earth again. That was one of the covenants.
I'll send out every rainbow when it rains.
Yep, you guys must have had the Noah story today in Sunday school. Very good.
No, I didn't.
Any
I
other
didn't
ones?
Remember that from my book.
You'll have as many descendants as the stars. That's what one of the covenants God made with Abraham. You guys know your Bible.
I have two Bibles at home.
You have two Bibles at home. Open them. Your Bible broke?
Yeah, my new one. But all the pages are still together. Just the cover.
Bring it in. I'll fix it for you.
Okay.
There's another covenant I want to ask you about. You ever heard of like the 12 suggestions? The 15 possible things that you might want to do if you like Jesus? You ever heard of the 10 commandments? Those are the ones. Yes, there's this thing called the 10 commandments. And it really is, it's also known as Ten Commandments, yes. It's also known as the Covenant. Because it says, look, I will be your God, you will be my people. I'll be your God, you won't steal. I'll be your God, you won't commit adultery. I'll be your God, we can talk about that later. I will be your God, you will remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. I will be your God, and you won't want things that you shouldn't want. Coveting. It was the first
thing to do.
First thing. First covenant. Did we do very well with that?
No.
We didn't do very well, did we? No.
All this
stealing and talking falsely about each other. Lots of coveting going on. Oh my goodness. And so God took one look at that and said, you know, this isn't going very well. Maybe we need a new agreement, a new covenant. Can you think of what that covenant might have been?
I think I forgot.
It's a really interesting covenant, and it has a certain, you know, a certain shape. It probably comes in somebody you've heard before. It comes in a shape. And, oh, that's it! Wow, how did you figure that out?
Because there's cross on it.
Oh, there it is right there.
And
look over there. See, they're
there's
everywhere.
Cross everywhere. Cross, 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 cross.
I know. It's an amazing thing.
You can even shape the crosses in that thing.
It's called an organ.
Yeah. You can shape the cross in all the things.
You can. You see, God made a new agreement. God sent Jesus. Because God said, you know what? You're not doing very well following the old covenant, but you know, I still love you anyway. Even though sometimes you don't behave properly, even sometimes you even are mean to each other, not you, but sometimes other people are mean to each other, even though all of that stuff, my new covenant is in Jesus. And in Jesus, I love all of you no matter what. So that's, pardon me? Okay. So that's what Jesus says. That's what God says is our new covenant. And it it looks like
cross.
That. That's the new covenant. Thank you all. Thank you. You're very, very good. Now we're going to see how well the big people do, because they have to talk during my sermon too. Okay?